This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest.
Welcome to the 2020 Remembrance Day contest, Australia's biggest and most significant annual amateur radio competition. I'm Peter Ellis, VK1PE, formerly a full-time officer in the Navy and now a reservist. I've been asked by the contest manager, Alan Shannon, VK4SN, to again be your host for the opening. Each year we pause to consider the roles that amateurs played in World War II, and we honour the passing of the brave servicemen who were killed during the hostilities. But if you need reminding, the idea of the contest is to have fun. For this 24 hours, they'll be at their busiest for the whole year, so please be involved. The rules for the weekend contest were published on the WIA website, www.wia.org.au. There is no obligation to participate, but even 30 minutes on air, particularly submitting a log, your involvement will make a difference. Is this your first RD, or have you done many? We're confident that this 24-hour contest will be enjoyable. The contest is for us amateurs, just as it has been every year since the late 1940s. We conduct the RD contest for 24 hours on the weekend closest to the day called VP Day, Victory in the Pacific Day, the 15th of August 1945. This day formally marked the end of World War II. This year the contest falls on that date. So each year in the RD we spend a little while quietly contemplating prior to its 0300 Zulu start, remembering those people who didn't make it back, but whose efforts helped to save our nation. Then, from 0300 Zulu, we happily celebrate by competing together for up to 24 hours in a state versus state race to win the most on-air contacts. This year, we'll hear from the Vice President of the WIA, Lee Moyle, VK3GK, and the President of the WIA, Gregory Kelly, VK2GPK, and have a reading of the names of the amateur radio operators known to have been killed during World War II.
Good afternoon. I am Lee Moyle, VK3GK, and Vice President of the Wireless Institute of Australia. Today marks a very special day in the history of the Remembrance Day contest. Not only is it coincidentally the 15th of August, which is the same date hostilities ceased in the Pacific, known as Victory in the Pacific, VP Day, but we're also commemorating this happened 75 years ago. The Remembrance Day contest is our way of acknowledging the commitment and ultimate sacrifice of many of our servicemen and women made during that six-year war. Whether they were Army, Navy, Air Force, or part of the ancillary support services, their commitment allows us the freedoms we have today. My grandfather, Alan Moyle, was stationed on the Solomons at Guadalcanal during World War II as a coast watcher. Even up to his passing a few years ago, he rarely mentioned any stories or reminisced about his time on the islands, as he seemed to just want to leave it be. I have participated in many RD contests over the years and plan to operate in the RD 2020 as well today. So while operating in the RD contest, please remember the reason we are here. Enjoy the moment, have a chat to the other operators and share some stories with others, not forgetting to please make sure you do submit that log as to show your support. You never know, You may even get a place or a certificate and help your state gain the trophy until next year's RD contest. Good luck in 7-3.
We pay tribute to these members of the Wireless Institute of Australia who paid the supreme sacrifice. Royal Australian Navy, J.E. Mann, VK3IE, A.H.G. Ripon, VK6GR. Australian Military Forces, C.D. Roberts, VK2JV, J.D. Morris, VK3DQ, J. McCandlish, VK3HN, S.W. Jones, VK3SF, D.A. Laws, VK4DR, J.G. Phillips, VK5BW, K.S. Anderson, VK6KS. Royal Australian Air Force, F.W.S. Eastern, VK2BQ, V.J.E. Jarvis, VK2VJ, W. Abbott, VK2YK, G.C. Curl, VK2AJB, T. Stevens, VK3GO, M.D. Orr, VK3OR, J.F. Colthrop, VK3PL, J.A. Burridge, VK3UW, J.E. Snadden, VK3VE, F.J. Starr, VK4FS, R. Allen, VK4PR, C.A. Ives, VK5AF, B. James, VK5BL, J.E. Goddard, VK6JG, P.P. Patterson, VK6PP, and Merchant Marine, N.E. Gunter, VK3NG, and R.P. Veal, VK3PV. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. And the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
It is my great pleasure to welcome you to the Wireless Institute of Australia's 2020 RD Contest, which will commence shortly. This is Greg, VK2GPK, President of the WIA. This contest commemorates Australian radio amateurs who have died in the service of their country. Each year, this major contest is held over the weekend closest to August 15, the anniversary of the date in 1945, on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific. 2020 marks 75 years this weekend since the cessation of the Pacific hostilities, and which signalled the end of World War II, more than 3 months after the fighting in Europe had stopped. 2020 is also significant to the WIA as it marks the 110-year anniversary of the formation of this organisation. Past and current Australian radio amateurs have served or continue to serve their nation in all major conflicts, including more recently Vietnam, the Gulf, Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as many peacetime missions overseas. We all owe a great debt to those who have served their country so well. Remember, the most important thing is to enjoy yourself in this radio sports event, and from all of us in the WIA, have a great time and good luck in the contest.
Thank you to our speakers, and now it is time for the contest.